table now. Okay. Let's put it on the table now. So basically we're saying like this, that Rashi and Magen Shmuel, Rashi says, Al Chatzel Asar Chatzel Yom, so he said it means to exclude Chatzel Laila. So you see that the Rashi holds that every Yom begins by Laila. Because it says, Malkum Shnav Lassus Malacha Ba'av Ripsochem. The Rambam has a Chaloshem Erev Shabbos, and I have a Suda Erev Shabbos. It's a Chaloshem, but from him will appear begins in the morning. From Rashi, it begins at nighttime. Avi mentioned that that's why it's good that the Bika B'dafka is nighttime of the Bracha. The day before, he can't do the Bika. The Zman is Dafka. Like, let's say, for instance, the person wants to do the Bika the day before, so he doesn't make a Bracha. Why not? Because the Maisa B'dik is not Mitzurah to Bia, which is the next day. What's the Mitzarah? Mitzarah is Erev Yontif. Excellent. So, yeah, but from the next Rashi, it would appear the opposite way. That Erev, that there's no Chalos Shem of Erev Yontif. The only thing is that it's just the halacha of Hachana. And Mibod Yom is simply enough time. Mibod Yom. Practical. So if that's the case, then the Ram doesn't, then Rashi doesn't argue with the Rama. The only thing is that Rashi excludes the possibility in not Chatzos. There was a possibility that you might think that Erev Yontif is from begins from nighttime, and therefore the whole time is designated for Tzahavamina. Tzahavamina in Rashi. But Maskana, Rashi will agree with the Rama, that it's only in the daytime. As a matter of fact, you don't even have a riot from the Rama from Rashi that there's a separate Chaloshem of Erev Shabbos. It's just the practical thing of Hachana. That's what it seems from Rashi. Okay. That's it. Okay, so the question in Taish was two questions. What is the is it on? What's the Asafta de Ganapo? So we said on another tape that it's which tape is it on? Chom Shavuot Pesach. What? Mechira? And Chom Shavuot Pesach. Okay. We said that what Taish is saying is that really it's also for everybody to do Malach. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Omdin Yeshua Yoskob Korov. So that's why really it's also. But Vasafta de Ganecha is a matir. Vasafta de Ganecha is a matir. Okay. Then the question is that even though there's no Akrav de Zman, that still it's Asalalam. Why is it Asalalam? So we said, because since if it was a particular Yachid, it wouldn't be Asalalam. But over here, since it's Kol Yisrael, so therefore the carbon is associated with it as Kvi Zman. Once there's a Kriya Zman, the Zman is Nesal Olam. And the Rush seems to support this. Because the Rush brings down from the Mishpachas, son of Ben Binyamin, that you see that was the way that his family was always makriv this Korban Eitzim, Bo B'Yom, so it means that there was a Kriya Zman. Once there's a Kriya Zman, so then it's Nesal Olam. Okay. Perek Ches Nechus Yentif, Halacha? Yizim. Okay, so Ram says Gorimbo. What is Gorimbo? He said, actually, there's two things. There's two levels. One level is hafrosh me iser. Lahaf bezns chayef to mafrosh a person me iser. That's garumbo. Garumbo. That's why garumbo doesn't mean you just get angry. It says mevatlan asayim. It means they mafrosh me iser. That's one thing. But the halacha of makas mardis means that the gavra is a bar onshin. That's a different level. So over here, the gavra is not a bar onshin, but bezn is mafrishel me'isa. That's garumbo. The nidui is a different level of onesh. Nidui is a different level of onesh. There's nidui. There's two types of onesh. One onesh is makas mardis, and one onesh is nidui. But garumbo means the gavra is not a bar onshin. Yoni Sachs tells me that we said once that the halacha, that the only time that there's makas mardis is where there's a shemus and midaraisa. Or where there's no shemus and midaraisa. That's why it's only makrisha and me'isa. Okay. What we're trying to say in the Ramban, after the Balamar, this is simply a question of Erev Shalik, Erev Shabbos. There's no halacha at all, no difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Pesach and Erev Yom in general. But the Ramban disagrees, and it was like most Rishonim, like the Rambam, and Taisvis, that the halacha is that there is an Isser, Nechatzos Ve'elach. The only thing that's clear in the Ramban is that the Isser is an Isser Rabbanim because of Gzeira. The only question is that he quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi seems to say because of Korban. So it seems to be the Raisa. So what we want to say is like this, that the Ramban held like it. Actually, the halacha is like this. Halacha is that where do I say that you're asur b'malacha, where the essence of the korban is a kiyum and the gavra is a gavra makra. So that's only when a person voluntarily brings a korban. Say becomes the kiyum is a kiyum that is a gavra makra. Not only there, but by tmidim as well, we see from the mamadus that in tmidim, the whole purpose of the tmidim was that Klal Yisrael should be a gavra makra b'chol yom. So wherever there's a gavra makra, so there you have an issur malacha. Actually, in Tmidim, you have two parshas. One parsha in Shmos and one parsha in Bamidbar. Parsha in Shmos seems like repetitive, almost the same word-for-word thing. But the difference is that parsha in Shmos is a kiyum mizbeach. In Tmidim, there's two things. There's a kiyum mizbeach, v'zeh tasa al hamizbeach. Isn't that what the point is? So you have, like, at the end of Tzavah, right? You have, v'zeh shetat al mizbeach, kvasim b'nei shona shnayim l'yom tamid. It's a kevitz l'chot tasa baboker, v'es kevitz shini tasa b'nei abayim. Sounds exactly like the parsha in Pinchas, right? Right? So what's the difference? Why do you have it twice? So the answer is because in Ketzav it's halachan kiyum and mizbeach. Gezeh shetas ala mizbeach, the pasuk says. The halachan kiyum and mizbeach. Over here it's a chi of hakrov on the gavra in Pinchas. Pinchas over chi of hakrov on the gavra. So you see that the that there's two different kiyumim insofar as the structure of kavanah is concerned. So when they have bittul malacha, where the carbon is set up in a way that it's a kiyum on the gavra, it's a kiyum in the gavra makra. That's one. So actually, by Pesach, it's not a halacha that the gavra should be a makra. And of course, there's a gavra of a krovas carbon Pesach, but that's not the essence of Pesach that it should be a gavra makra. It's a specific chi of Pesach. It has nothing to do with him being gavra makra. If there was no Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was no, there wouldn't be any carbon Pesach. We wouldn't lack as a gavra makra. The carbon wasn't created in order to produce a gavra makra. The carbon has a specific key of a Pesach. So that's why the Ramban held that actually it's not a Yom Tov Shiloh if you got the Pesach. But the only thing is, so why did Rishalmi introduce it? Rishalmi introduced it because they made Xerah then. They made Xerah because if you're gonna tell him that on Pesach he doesn't have to do it, so then what will happen is that whenever he's makrif, he won't be yontif him. So that's why they made an issa with regard to Pesach, Erev Pesach. That's where the Ramban learns. So that's why the Ramban says it was a gzera. And that would explain the Ramban would accept the Yerushalmi. I mean, he doesn't have to learn the Yerushalmi, but Yerushalmi seems to say clearly, but he's learning it because it's gzera. If you look at the lashon of the Yerushalmi, it says osru. Osru, the Yerushalmi says. Ramban takes that lashon to mean, literally, what is osru? It means they made an issa based upon the general issa of carbon, but really it doesn't apply for carbon. So we have to say why it doesn't apply. That's the difference. Alright, so the answer for Ramban is that Ramban holds that the only time there's halacha at the Yom Tov is where there's a separate kiyum. Now there's a separate kiyum. What does it mean a separate kiyum? It means that the kiyum carbon, that the carbon is a kiyum in the gavra makrev. There's a separate kiyum of a gavra makrev. Gavra makrev exists where, for instance, a person gives him a dava. The person gives him a dava, so there's a kiyum of being a gavra makrev. And wherever there is such a kiyum, so then it's a yom tov shalom. But if he just has the chi of carbon Pesach, it's not a yom tov shalom. So it's just the chi of him to bring a carbon Pesach. It's not a halacha that he should be a gavra makriv with regard to carbonis. Now what the Gemara says, what the Yerushalmi says, is that this halacha of gavra makriv is halacha in tmidim as well. Because what is the purpose of the tmidim? It's not that the Mizbeach is Machayev and it's meeting B'chol Yom. Even though there's two parshas. One parsha is in the end of the Tzava, and one parsha is in Pinchas. They seem repetitive. But the parsha in the end of the Tzava is Allah and the Kiyam Mizbeach. Because this is Zeh Asher Tasel and Mizbeach. Now the parsha in Pinchas, B'chol was Gavra. So there's two, really. But the halacha is that in Tmidim there's a Kiyam of Gavra Makar. That's why the purpose of Tmidim is that Klal Yisrael should be a Gavra Makar on the Mizbeach every day. So therefore the Gemara asks a question, how come it's not Asim Lach every day? So Yerushalmi answers, because there's a Makar of Asafta de Ganecha.
What?
That's why you have the Mamadas. Mamadas is a Gavra Makar. Okay. Now, therefore the Ramban held that with regard to Korban Pesach, it doesn't apply. There's no halacha that Korban Pesach isn't, the purpose of Korban Pesach is not to create a Gavra Makar. It's a separate Korban Pesach. The only thing is, the Chacham made Gzera, because if you'd be able to do Malacha by Korban Pesach, so then you'd be able to do Malacha by other Korban, people would think you'd do Malacha by other Korbanas too. So it's halacha made Ramban. Yeah, this, what we're saying in the as to the reason of why the duplication between Tetzaveh and between Pinchas, so you look at the Ramban in Pinchas, he asks the question. His answer, Alpi Kabbalah, is the same, basically the same thing. So one is a Kiyam Mizbeach, and one is a Kiyam Gavra. Now let me make one point later. With regard to Korban Pesach, of course there's a Gavra Makar, because he's a model. But it means that the purpose of Korban Pesach is not to create a Gavra HaMakriv L'Gavay Mizbeach. The halacha is that there must be, if you have a Migdash, there must be, Korban must be a Gavra HaMakriv. Otherwise, not just halacha of the base of Migdash. Migdash requires that the Klal Yisrael should be defined as a Gavra HaMakriv. And certain Kabbonis that they bring define them as a Gavra HaMakriv. And not Pesach. It's a separate Gavra. Of course he's a Makriv. Otherwise it's not a Korban Pesach. But not this concept of Gavra Makriv. I mean, the concept we're saying is an interesting one. We're saying is that Migdash requires a definition among Klal Yisrael of a Gavra Makriv. It would be as if the Migdash is existing unrelated to Klal Yisrael. The Klal, if they're not defined as a Gavra Makar. What defines Klal Yisrael as a Gavra Makar? Tmidim B'chol Yom. A person brings a carbon voluntarily, brings a carbon in a Dava, that's a Kiyum in being a Gavra Makar. The Pesach, it's a special Gavra Makar, a different Gavra Makar. By being a money on a Pesach, is a Gavra Makar is a big Pesach. But not vis-a-vis the scheme. Okay. Now what we have to do is the Ramban. Next part of the Ramban. So what does Ramban say? Ramban says that... Now he says that even though it's but latam, the gzera is not butler. Until a bezdin comes along and is matik, because it's a davar shebeminyan. That was a main source of minyan achlatira. That's fine. But now it's like this. Up to a mekoma sacherim rabim harbe. It's fine. Yes. He says a mekoma sacherim rabim harbe. Stop over there. Over there. Up to this fine. Now he starts off on a whole new thing. The kol stein bazesh afilu lo hisa takanu l'shem kach adover mahani umol iskin matzumar. Alright. What does Ramban want over there? So what does he mean that it has a kiyum even though it's mahani umol iske matzah amara? Who cares? But the gzera wasn't al iske matzah amara. The gzera was for the purpose of carbon. And that's obsolete. So Bezdin should remove that original gzera and make a new gzera of matzah amara. That's what they should do. I mean, the system has to be consistent. You can't just have a gzera that has no shaychus existing because of another reason. What does Ramban mean? So on the surface, it would seem that to answer this Ramban, you can answer this Ramban with one premise. The premise is that drabbanans are different than the rishis. That in drabbanans, the only definition that's nitfas in the takana is simply a loch of geder. It's a geder. It's a chokame iser. But the shema takana is not nitfas. This is to say such a thing, of course, possible. But that answer would satisfy the problem. We'll explain the Ramban. So let's just tentatively assume that. There's one little sand. Let's say that every Rabbanon, there's no shame at Rabbanon. There's no shame at Rabbanon. Rabbanon, all there is a halach of geder. So therefore, the Rambam makes a lot of sense. What he says is, even though the original Tam is gone, but since there's a new reason for it, so therefore, the Isser doesn't have to have the same reason as it had before, because it has defined as a getter, and now it's functioning as a getter, because there's a new problem. So therefore, the Rabbanu will always attach itself to every new reason that comes along, and therefore the Bezin can't be matter. As long as it's together, as long as it functions together, you see, it's fully intact. The particular shame is not involved in the Rabban. So if we would make that assumption, then it would be very good what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying what he wants to tell you is like this, that, and this is that even though over here, the original Tam, you might think over here the original Tam is bubble. So the only reason you're going to tell me I have to do it is because of the halacha that a davar shebe minyan is sorach minyan achalat tiro. Ramban says, I'm telling you that's not true, because it's not just the halacha of sorach minyan achalat tiro, but it's actually fully in its full-fledged existence. You see, it's existing fully, just like its original state. Why? Because even though that reasoning is gone, the original takan is gone, but there's another reason. So it's defined functionally as a getter. Once it's defined functionally as a getter, the minyan couldn't even be matir. They couldn't even be matir. Because when are you matir? You're only matir when the tam is bubble. Okay? Now, the question you'll ask me is like this, is why did the Ramban have to say this? Who cares? It's us or anyways. Why does Ramban care to make a full-fledged viscer out of it? It seems he's concerned about it. So you could say that from a theoretical standpoint, he wants to be rid of it, you know? Possibly. But you could say also it's a halachic thing. And this is the question. The question is like this. The question is, let's say, for instance, the Chacham make a takana. All right? Now, what happens is that the Tam HaTakana is bubbled. No more, the reason's gone. Right? Now I violate this Rabbana. Okay? Question we have to ask is, what issue did I violate? Did I violate Takanas Chachamim? Or did I violate the Halakha of Davar Shebe Minyan, Torah Minyan Achalat Tiro? In other words, really, the Rabbanan, since the Tam is bottle, is not really in existence anymore. You see? But there's a separate halacha, because the Rabbanan was made with a reason. And the reason is actually not there anymore. Okay? But the only thing is, you see, that Davar Shebe Minyan is Sorach Minyan Achalat Tiro. So what did you violate? You violated the halacha of doing an act which required a heter of a minyan. But it's not the original takana. Do you know what I mean? You definitely violated Lo Sasser. But the question is that Lo Sasser different than violating a Drabbanan which is intact? It's a different Lo Sasser. It's a different Lo Sasser. See? There's two separate types of Isurim. It's a low, it's not a low saucer. It's a different kind. In other words, the low saucer would be worse. Okay? The low saucer, if the Chacham tell you, do this, you're destroying Klal Yisrael. Now that, when you violate that, then you have a Lo Saser, full fledged. But if Rabbanan really wouldn't tell you not to do this, why? Because there's no reason anymore. The only thing is that there's a separate halacha that you can't. That halacha doesn't just vanish. Halacha doesn't vanish. It's a halacha that governs her minyan, tzarach minyan achalatir. So you violated the system. You see, you violated the system, so you're definitely over. You're definitely over. But you're not over this drabbanon of los. You're not over the los osser of drabbanon. It's a different kind of an issue. You're not. What we're saying is, it's not a contradiction of what we're saying. What we're saying is, when we say the tam, we mean as a gedder. As a gedder. That when the chachamim say don't do something because it's a gedder, it's a different kind of violation than when it's not a gedder anymore, and the only reason I can't do it is because it's a halacha doesn't vanish. You see? So tzarach minyan achalatir is a separate halacha. But it's not the iser of lo saser. In other words, the iser of lo saser means when the chachamim tell you don't do this action because this action is a gedder. So then, if I violate that, That's lo saser in its full sense. Lo saser na davar shegilu chayyam esmo. But if it's not a gedder anymore, the only thing is, so basically the chacham aren't being mazir. They're not telling you not to do this. Essentially, they wouldn't say it if they were here. They wouldn't say it today. The only thing is that in the halachic system, halacha doesn't vanish, so you can't be matirit. It's sort of minyan achalatiro. You can't just be matir. You can't just say halacha is just. It's part of the structure of the system that you can't violate. A halacha doesn't vanish. You see, it's a separate kind of an iser. It's a separate kind of an iser. There's not the iser los osser. It's a different iser. I mean, it's an iser. It's an iser drabbanon. No question about it. I mean, it's actually not drabbanon. Basically, actually, it's not drabbanon. It's actually derisive, because the Gemara learns out that you tzarach minyan achalatir. Gemara learns out from the Torah. Because it says, because Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the priests of Moshe Rabbeinu said, Va'ato emo lehem, shivu lehem lo'olehem. It's the Gemara in Beitzah. So the Gemara, it's a derisa. It means that the system is such that the halachic iser can't vanish. But it's a different kind of an iser. Not the same iser as where it is a gedda. So the Ramban is saying, don't think that over here. It's simply a question of tzarach minyan achalatiro. But actually, it's the full-fledged Issud Rabbanon. It's the full-fledged Issud. Because it's functioning as a gedder. It functions as a gedder now, just like it did then. So, therefore, it's more. It's actually the Issud Rabbanon. It's actually an Issud Rabbanon. That's what the Ramban is saying. Yes? So, let's just go a little further in the Ramban.
We're going to have to come back.
Now, let's take the next part of Ramban. Now, what does Ramban say over here in the last part? So, see like this. He says, the Jews, the Chivas of Ravzo, say, Ure, Masham Rav Sachem Rav Sheshis, Loch of Mile Tisfa, the Kasavim Mishum Pesach, Loche, Loche Pesach, Loche, 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 Now the Ramban wants to say that even the original Gzeira included this concept of Matzah Mara. Am I right? He's like going even further. You see? You have to understand this Ramban is like in stages, you know what I mean? He starts off with nothing and then he starts adding little pieces. So he made the Gzeira this Manazah as if it was then. kept developing. As he kept writing, he kept on getting closer. Now, so let's look at it. Says a fool of the kudos say nothing. The near the fish the fig mar sent a tam up name Matsamora, Shate Hosan Aruba, Misha Yom and Tovim Lahmed Ben Kitas, the Witlam Khatsi Sho Yosef, to give it Rashi God. He was also bothered by Rashi. As we say when we started to learn that Rashi learns that it doesn't learn it's an extension of from after Chatzos. Taishvis does. So we observe that there's a difference between Rashi and Taishvis. What the Ramban is saying is that he didn't like the idea that Rashi's first Chatzi Hayom has nothing to do with the second Chatzi Hayom. So he resolves this. Okay? But what does he say? This is his formulation. His formulation is like this. Because it sounds like a funny thing the way he has his formula. What does he mean? He means, what do you mean it's off? What kind of mean off? I mean, what is a takana? If you can accept the Yerushalmi, the takana is because of carbon. So what are you telling me it's also because of matzimara? Well, what's also? What kind of a formulation does it mean, also? Yeah, we'll throw matzimara into it. I mean, takana has to have a character. So what the Ramban is saying is like this, that the truth of the matter is that when the Chachamim make Gzera, there is a Shem. There's a Shem HaTakana. This is in direct contradiction to what we said before, but hold on. There's a Shem HaTakana. The question that was revolving around the Ramban's mind was, what is the Shem Takana of Efta Chatzos? Is it a Shem Karbon, Halach of Yontif by Karbon, or is it simply an extension of the Isser of Erev Shabbos that exists all the time? Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, but they extended it longer, an extra half hour. That was Ramban's theoretical dilemma. What is the nature of this Isser of Efta Chatzos? Is it an Isser Karbon? Or no, it's the same exact thing. So the Ramban says like this. Ramban says that really what they did was Erev Pesach is no different than every other Yom Tov. In terms of the structure and the substance and the shame of the Takana, it's merely an extension of Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos. The only thing is that there was a different reason that they extended it. What was the reason they extended it? Because of carbon Pesach. Because of carbon Pesach. If it wasn't for carbon Pesach, they wouldn't have extended it. But since really it tolerated extension, the shame tolerated extension because there's an additional preparation here. So the reason the Tama Takana of carbon Pesach was never really expressed. It always remained behind the scenes. But what they did was they simply extended the concept of Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif till 12 the next half hour, till 12:30, 12 o'clock, till Chatzos. Okay? You see, that's what the Ramban says. In other words, the nature of the formulation is Matzah Mara. That's the substance of the formulation. What motivated them to do it is Pesach. If it wasn't for Pesach, they never would have done it. But since the formulation was tolerable, in terms of extension was tolerable, so therefore they made it, they formulated it as an extension of Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos all year round. So now the Ramban says like this. Now the Ramban says once they do it that way, there's absolutely no difference now. And he says Rashi learns that way. Rashi learns the way. Why? Because Rashi learns that even that in the morning, what's the reason why the minhag is not to do malacha? Is because of matzah marah. The Ramban didn't understand. We just took it as a dar pashut that Rashi apparently splits up the reason after chatzos before chatzos. Ramban didn't like that. You can see why. I mean, theoretically, it's not very aesthetic to say that. That after chatzos, it's when it's not before. Ramban says that Rashi really also has extension. That's the way you should learn. It's an extension. Then it should be an extension. So therefore, he says what Rashi meant was what he's saying. Namely, that the formulation is in terms of what? In terms of Arve Shabbos of Matzah Mara. Achana. That's the nature of the formulation. If it wasn't for Matzah Mara, you couldn't formulate it that way. Because what are you going to say? If it's the same as ever, what's the difference over here? Why is it different over here? So you have to have a reason. So the reason is matzah marah. Fine. See? But the tama takona, the tama, if it wasn't for carbon pesach, they wouldn't have extended it. Because it was all right. Matzah marah is fine. But let them work it out. They don't have to extend it for a half hour. The reason they extended it for a half hour was because of carbon. But the nature and substance of the definition of the Isser HaChatzos is the same substance of Isser that you find every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov. That's what the Ramban is saying. So therefore the Ramban says that being the case, today, Bizman HaZeh, even though there's no carbon, doesn't matter at all. Because the substance of the Takana is in fact 100% extant. It's intact, 100%. You see? That's what the Ramban, so finally he updates it to the point where takana is existing today in its full form, its full character. And the time of carbon, that was always in the background anyways. That's it. That answers the question that the Achronim asked. Achronim asked the question on Rashi. He showed me yesterday. Mm-hmm. They asked the question. They say, why is it different Erev Pesach? Rashi says it's because of Matzah Mara. So why don't you say Erev Sukkos? Also, there should be an Eschatzos because of Sukkah. What could be it's much harder. Mm-hmm. It would seem it's harder to build a Sukkah than Matzah Mara. Yeah. Okay. According to us, there's no problem because where the Rabban rather is defining Rashi, it comes out that the Tama Takana was really Pesach, but the nature of the Takana was Matzah Mara. On Sukkot, there's no Pesach, so there's no problem. There's no question altogether. The Rav Magid in the Korban HaSanon asked the question. In other words, according to the question is that the Rav Magid brings on the Shita Rav Yosi that holds that the reason we have to do it Erev Pesach after Chatzos is because it can't be Matzah Yashar. So obviously, said very good. Why after Chatzos? Because the answer is there's no Shem Matzah until you have a Shem Chometz, and Shem Chometz is after Chatzos. By filling the mezuzah and tzitzis that require lishma, the chefze doesn't require any zman. It's because the chefze is a chefze by itself. There's a chefze shel tzitzis, a chefze shel tfilin, a chefze shel mezuzah. So lishma means l'shem tfilin, l'shem mezuzah, l'shem tzitzis, l'shem tzitzis. There's an entity. But matzah is not an entity. What does it mean, l'shem matzah? There's no matzah. Matzah is a food. You eat matzah. What kind of a halachic substance? The only time it becomes halachic substance is after chatzos, according to Yasi, when the halachic zman of Pesach arrives. When does the halachic zman of Pesach arrive? Chatzos. Why? Because by chatzos there's nesel chametz called Pesach. Chatzos is a zman in which the halachic system of Pesach comes into play, comes into existence. That's how we explain really the Balagada when he says Yochum Mebod Yom. What does it mean Yochum Mebod Yom? Why should it be Mebod Yom? It doesn't make any sense Mebod Yom. The mitzvah is God is Balada. Why should I say Mebod Yom? The answer is Mebod Yom really means someone say Mebod Yom from the Kabbalah began to early, isn't that very difficult? Doesn't say the Balagada doesn't say anything like that. What he means is Mebod Yom means from Chatzos, because you might think that the moment that the halachic Zmana Pesach arrives with Karban Pesach, now Haggadah Sefer is up. You see? And that's the same thing Yochum Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh means the whole purpose of Chodesh Nisan was to create a framework for a halachic framework for Yudalit. That's why you have a Chodesh Zavachem was given at that time. Same time, Mishchu Chul Chamtzon, there had to be a Chodesh Zavachem because it required a time framework. So you might think from the moment that the time framework enters, that's Chodesh Nisan, that then Sefer is already good. Sefer is very valid. See? Okay. And that's with regard to Sefer. But with regard to Matzah, so the Shema requires the Shem Matzah. The Shem Matzah doesn't make any sense left the Chatzos. That's a good idea. Okay, I got Baruch Hu explain that. Okay, yeah, let's just get this. It's in the Sheet of Mekabetzis. You know, the new Sheet I'm talking about. None of it all. It's actually not the Rav Magid. The Rav Magid just doesn't answer the question about the Sukkah. About what's the difference between Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkot. It's the Tesis Yom Tov quote. Okay, let's get the facts here. It's very difficult, though, to say that, because you're going to have to say that the Chazal Paskin, like a B'Yeshu, you know, like a B'Yeshu. So you bring a riot at the Lachos like a B'Yeshu from this Takana. That's impossible. Yes, it's a good question. Oh. So Ron's asking, what about Sukkot? Why isn't Sukkot Shloshim Yom is enough? Shloshim Yom. Yeah, but Sukkot Yishon is basically good. The only thing is you need Kiddush Dovah. Kiddush Dovah, separate law. I mean, according to Beshamai. Beshamai holds that what? That Shloshim Yom is good enough. Yeah. So what's the difference between according to Beshamai? That Matzah definitely Shloshim Yom is not good. And over here, within 30 is okay. What's the difference? So the difference between Sukkah and between Matzah is that by Sukkah, the Chafetz Shel Sukkah that's in existence becomes the Chi of a Mitzvah. But with regard to matzah, it's not the matzah that's in existence all year round. That's and the Torah is telling you now eat that matzah that you eat all the time when you're tired of eating bread.
Okay.
I want you in a rush. No, it's a new cheftza. It's a new halachic cheftza that the Torah created on Pesach. So that's why it can only be mechatzos hayom. Otherwise, before that, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't exist.
Is that the reason that some
parts of the law? Masha'ainikain sukkah, which exists all the time. But now the Torah tells you it applies a chiyuv to it. Always exists. The sukkah bakorah, the phenomenon. Back to Ramban. So according to Ramban, now we're stuck with a contradiction. Because before he said that there's no Shem that's Tofeh, Nitfas in the Takara. Now he's saying the Shem is Nitfas in the Takara. Because he says that he wants to say that's an extension of Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Right? So the whole answer is like this. The answer is, now what the Rabban is saying is like this. Rabban is saying it's not that there's no shame hatakonam at Rabbanan. That would be really far-fetched. There's no shame hatakonam at Rabbanan. It's difficult to say. There's so many Rabbanans that are tied to shamos, and this question of shamos, and you can't say that. We said at first that it's an impossible thing to say. But Rabban maintains as follows. That there's a shame hatakonam at Rabbanan, okay? And then there's a separate halacha and a Rabbanan. Every Rabbanan has a functional definition also. Rabbanan comes under two headings. One is there's a Shema Takana, and two is it's a functional entity as a Geder. See, as a Geder. So what the Ramban was saying before was like this, because that's the nature of Takana. Takana has a function also. It has a shame, but it has a function. Comes under two separate headings. And Bam was saying that Bezdin can only be matir something if the function of the takana ceases. As long as the function of the takana is intact, Bezdin can't be matir. That's what he was saying before. You see? So therefore, now you see how the Rambam goes step by step. First, he says that you need minyan achalatiro, number one. Two, he says the functional aspect of the drabonon is still intact. And three says the very shame of the takana is intact. That's his for our final one. That's Rama. Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, since Kol Tikkun Rabbanan came to Rice, you can see it must have a shame. It must be a shame and categorize everything. Yeah, it must be a shame of takana. But then there's another aspect of the Rabbanans. Since the Rabbanans are there for what purpose? For a purpose they function as a getter, so they have a functional definition too. And it's actually a pasuk in the Torah. Because the pasuk in the Torah says, Yishmartem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. That means, make drabonans. Chazal Arach, the pasuk. Yishmartem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. So the shame mishmeres is a shame in every drabon. Every drabon has a shame mishmeres also. Okay? Get it. Now as long as it has a shame mishmeres, no one can't be matter. Bezdin can't be matter. Can't be matter there, sir. So if it has a functional, if its definition exists insofar as its function is concerned, it can't be matter. You see, I mean, this is in line with the concept that every Rabbanan is inherently different than the derisa. Because the derisa is really a substantial entity, an entity by itself. And the Rabbanans can't be that way. The Rabbanans are all yeah, they function to protect the derisa. That's their inherent nature. Sumashmaris Mashmarati, otherwise you're going to say that man can add to God's Torah. It's impossible. Can't make a Darabon. The only reason they can add is because it functions as a Mashmaris. So therefore, the shame Mashmaris is always in existence. You can't mock it as long as that shame is in existence. As long as it's functioning as a Mashmaris. And it would seem from the Rabban, from the fact that he tries to bring it back and make it like a Drabonin's Bishlemuso, he's ready the way his final definition. I mean, he's not just writing it for nothing. He could have stopped right there with you need me in Achlatiro, and that's it. But no, he tries to say that even this Manazeh is defined like it was then. That's what he wants to say. That's his conclusion, actually. So why does he do it? Apparently, he holds that the Isser of Lo Sasser is going to be subject to variation of degree. That where the Shema Takon is intact and the definition of a Mishmeres is intact, then the Shema Isser of Lo Sasser is complete. But even if it's functioning as a Mishmeres, but the only thing is that the Shema Isser is gone, is not the same level of Lo Sasser as if the Shem Rabban is intact. That would seem to be what the Ramban holds. Okay. We have to make one correction over there. Because the Ramban, when we say Lo Sasser and Ramban, we don't mean, the Ramban doesn't hold you over Lo Sasser and over the Rabbanah. That's Ramban argues on the Ramban. What we mean to say by Lo Sasser is not that you're over the, not in so far as the Lo Sasser is concerned, in so far as this is the Rabbanah is concerned. This is their bonus concern. All right? Let's make correction. In other words, that the Isser, if you violate an Isser Rabbanah, whose shame is intact, it's different than violating an Isser Rabbanah that just functions as a Mishmeres. Just like the Isser Rabbanah exists in variation, exists on different levels, the Maisa Averu will be proportionate to the severity of the Maisa, the seriousness of the Maisa Aver is proportionate to the way the Isser actually is in existence. If it's just something which the only reason it exists is because Tzarech Minyan Achalati, of course you're not allowed to do it, I mean, there's no question. But it's not the same type of Maisa Avera as a Maisa Avera where the Drabbanon, the shame Drabbanon is intact. It's not the same level of a Maisa Avera. Not the same level of Maisa Avera. That's what he holds. He's doing the Gemara Daf Nun Beis. First thing you see in the Gemara is that apparently you must say from the Gemara's question that it's an Isser. That's an Isser to do Malacha, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantra. It's not just Ein Aroah Siman Bracha. It's not just Ein Aroah Siman Bracha, but actually it's an Isser. Because if you're going to say it's just Halacha Ein Aroah Siman Bracha, so what's the Gemara's question? My Katzos. It has nothing to do with like every Erev Shabbos, every Yom, there's no Isser involved. So it seemed that Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, there really is an Isser Malacha, just like Erev Pesach. Okay? So it seemed like this. When the Gemara gives an answer, there's two answers. First answer the Gemara says is that the difference is before Chatzos. Before Mincha. And from Chatzos to Mincha, that'll be the difference. That's the first one. In that case, according to that answer, there is no question that they're both awesome. And they're definitely both awesome.
What?
But the only thing is that they're two separate time frames.
Right.
But the Issa, the nature of this is identical. It's awesome as is Malacha. Alright? According to the second answer, however, there's room to interpret that there's a difference, because in one case the question of Siman Bracha, and there's room to interpret that way. We have to define it all the way. We'll get there. Yeah. Okay. Now, if you say, let's go back to the Gemara. If you say, this is what the Avi mentioned, the Maharsho asks, that why don't you say that over here it's Lach Katzos is what? Lach Katzos is Midaraisa. Baita Erev Pesach. And over there it's not a Lach Midaraisa. Right? Yeah. So according to the Shittas that hold that it's only Midrabbanan over here, like the Ramban, it's perfect. As a matter of fact, according to the Ramban, that's what it says with the Gemara saying the Ramban says, because according to the Ramban, the Gemara is exact. That afilu arve shebosus v'arve yam tov nam, because it's the exact same issa. The exact same issa. The nature of this is exactly the same. According to the Ramban, the Gemara fits in perfectly. But if I'm going to say like Tesvis, that it's also midaraisa from Chatzos Veilach, so the Gemara is a little difficult. Because Ad Chatzos is telling you that Mechatzos Veilach is an Isser Deraisa, whereas Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif is different. Yeah, the answer to the Maharsho, so according to the Rishon, that holds Midrabban is no problem. That's who holds Midrabban? The Ramban doesn't exist anymore. The Ramban holds Midrabban. According to Ramban is good. But according to Tesvis, is a Kasha. That's what the Maharsho picks up. But the answer is like this. The answer is that it's a matter of pshat over here. It's a matter of pshat. When the Mishnah says Makom shenogu lasos melacha ad chatzos, what does it mean? It means that the minig exists only up till chatzos, right? So the implication is that mechatzos ve'elech it's aser halachically. So it doesn't matter whether it's drabonon deraisa. The only implication from the Mishnah is why did the Mishnah put in the word ad chatzos? Because the Mishnah didn't want you to think that the minig is all day. You see, you're liable to think if it would say that makom shenogu lasos melacha ba'arvei psachim, so you'll think the minig exists all day long. Wrong. Up to chatzos is minig, but after chatzos is halacha. That's what it's telling you. So the Gemara's question is, why do you have to tell me that after chatzos it's halacha? It's halacha anyway. It's erev Shabbos, erev Yom Tov. So you don't have to tell me that the minig is curtailed by the halachic entrance, or the when there's my halacha entrance. But it doesn't tell you anything about the nature of the halacha. So the Mishnah. So that's why you understand. So that's why. That's the answer to the Marsha's question. What are you going to ask? You'll say, no, over here I want to tell you it's Midaraisa. There's no implication it's Midaraisa. All the only implication is that the minig is until chatzos. What does that mean? You shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that after chatzos is just minig. After chatzos already it's halacha. So Gemara says, what if you tell me after chatzos is halacha? You know it's halacha after chatzos. Okay. We're going to tell me no, because it's Midaraisa. The mission is to say Midaraisa. All the mission says that the minig ends at chatzos because that's when the halachic picture comes in. The minig is only for chatzos. You see? After chatzos, don't make the mistake of thinking this is just a minig. There are different levels in halacha. Halacha and minig is not the same as halacha. So the minig ends at chatzos, and chatzos starts the halachic. Yes, sir. So the Gemara asks, my yirya avet zochem, there's always a halachic issue. Doesn't matter whether it's the rice or the bond. That's the answer. So what's the Gemara? Okay, so if you're like the first teretz of the Gemara, says definitely Yasser, Erev Shabbos. It's an Isser. If you're like the second teretz of the Gemara, so you could learn two ways. Either you learn the Gemara and it holds it by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, it's just the Inurasim and Brachas, philosophical. But there's no actual Isser. Or else, no. Shemuti lo mashamtina le. There isn't an Shmut lo mashamtinle means Bezdin doesn't do any, doesn't enforce the Isser. Bezdin doesn't enforce it. It's an Isser, but Bezdin doesn't put him on Chayim if he does it. I mean, for different reasons. It could be, for instance, that Bezdin doesn't do it because it's a situation where people, you can't enforce it. You can't enforce it because Erev Shabbos is the last minute. People are, for some reason, not that qualitatively different. In other words, it's an Isser, no question about it. But Bezdin can't make the Gavra Bar Hochi of Onish. He's not subject to Onish Bezdin. That subject is not practical. Bezdin can't do it. Yeah, Erev Shabbos is going to catch everybody that doesn't listen. It's not possible. Can't do it. So it's an Isser, but nevertheless, Bezdin isn't Ma'anish on that Isser. It's a separate Lachem Bezdin. Bezdin isn't Ma'anish in certain cases. Can't do it. But the Isser is the same Isser. Yeah, I mean, for several reasons. Because first of all, the whole what is the halacha of Bezdin when Bezdin gives makas maris? Why does Bezdin give makas maris? Because makas maris means that he refuses to abide by the system of the Rabbanan. Over here, you can't say that Erev Shabbos person last minute enough time. Why do they can't say that it's a rebellion against the system? There's no honest basis. But the Isser isn't it? Right. Yeah. Now, it seems like this. That according to the Ramban, it would seem you can't learn the second teretz to mean that Eini Rosim and Bracha is simply philosophical. Because then it's not possible to say that it's an extension. So you see the Ramban, according to Ramban, you have to learn what the Ramban. That it's actually an Isser. The only thing is that Mishmut Lo Mashantinle means we don't enforce Bastin. It's not subject to Bastin's enforcement. It's not subject to onesh based it. But as a halachic iser, it stands just as strong as any other halachic iser. It's a real halachic iser. It's not a philosophical thing. So it'll come out like this. It'll come out the Ramban agrees with the Rambam. So it would seem from this that there are many Rishonim, I mean, it would have to seem, hold that it's an actual iser. So actually it seems clear there's Nisim Malacha. The Taz is the one that is one that wants to say it's not a real iser. Very difficult. From the Ramban we proved it. The Rambam says it clearly. And according to the first Taz Gemara, for sure, it's impossible. It's definitely mashma clear.
What did you say also about the
What we're trying to understand here is what's the nature of the iser of Malacha of Erev Shabbos. Okay? And there's a dark emotion that says, that brings down from an Orzarua, that Eina Osir al Malacha Kavua, Shosu Lekvaratz from Malacha Kavilastake. But Malacha Ba'alma, Shehila Shah, Veina Koveyatz Malacha is Shari. What exactly that means, you have to understand. Then there's a question, the Ramoy asks a question, whether you can write a letter during that time. Are you allowed to write a letter during that time? And he says, it's not worse than Cholamoy, that's Mutta, because it's not Maisa Umar. I mean, so what kind of an Issa Malacha is this? I mean, if it's an Issa Malacha like Cholamoy, so then you can't possibly hold like that, or it's a Ruah. Because in Cholamoy, we don't say that's Mutta and Malacha, where you're not Kaveh yourself. Malacha is also Cholamoy. There's no
What?
He can't say it's an Issa Chalamoy because if it's an Issa Chalamoy, so there's no distinction. You can't do any Malach Chalamoy. So in one sense, you're borrowing from Chalamoy. In the other sense, you're saying it's not exactly like Chalamoy. What is the nature? What was the nature of the Issa? It's an interesting thing, but there's a definite contradiction between the dark emotion and between the Ramon and the Shulchan Aruch. Because in the dark emotion, he says, why is the Geshul Mutter? Because it's not worse than Chalamoy. And over here he says Mutter because the Arzurua says that it's not considered a Kvias. That's the question. So why did he have to say because there's Lord of Mechalamayid in the Dake Moshe? Apparently he changed his mind from the time he wrote the Dake Moshe to the Shulchan Aruch. No, like this. You see, sometimes Malacha is usher per se. Like for instance on Shabbos and Yontif. And even Chalamayid is different than Shabbos and Yontif because Chalamayid it's not the Isser Malacha per se, but it's the Isser that it shouldn't be Kiyom Chol. But that still means that what makes a Kiyom Chol if you could do a Malacha? That's nothing to do with Kvias. If you can go and you could do a Maisa Malacha right now, and you don't have to think about it, is you don't need a Matir. You don't need a Dover Avod. You don't need a Matir. You don't need a Chamoid. If you could do a Maisa Malacha, then it's Kiyom Chol. That's Chalamayid. Chalamayid is that it can't be Kiyom Chol. But then there's a halacha that malacha is usher because of a different reason. Because of like in Bayavelis. Because of Hesachadas. So what does it mean? It means it's not the malacha per se that's usher, but malacha functions as a medium through which the Hesachadas is brought about. You see? So the malacha is usher because of Hesachadas. But the nature of the, you see, the malacha is also because of Hesachadas. In Chol HaMoed, it is the malacha per se that's also. It's structurally malacha that's also a Chol HaMoed. And the only time that it's mut is where you have a matir. Where you have a matir. But structurally, the malacha is also a Chol HaMoed. Because if it's mutter, it's ki Yom Chol. Yom Chol is Yom Shel Malacha. Yom Shel Chalamayit is a Yom She'ena Shel Malacha. So you can't have Malacha and Chalamayit. It's the Malacha, the Malacha is Asa. You see? The Malacha is Asa. It would seem that with regard to Oval, there are two Isurim, basically. There's an Isur Malacha, and there's an Isur of, and there's an Isur Masaman. Masoman, business. But it would seem that by Ovo, Malacha plays a role. For instance, either the Isser is Malacha or Masoman.
But you can't light a match?
That's the Isser.
Can't light a match?
What?
Yeah. But the Isser Malacha is borrowed from Chalamayit. The Isser Malacha is borrowed from Chalamayit. The structure of the Isser, it's not Lamatas Malachas of Shabbos. It's the malachas of Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is defined that it shouldn't be like any other day. Shelo yei ki yom chol. So it's the yisurim from Chol HaMoed. It's the malacha, the definition of malacha on Chol HaMoed is applied to Avol, is applied to Avel, and the Isser, and then there's an Isser of Masa Mat. The only thing is that there's a heter, Letzorach HaBayis is a heter. Like, for instance, if a woman cook, how could she cook? So you say, like, it's Isha. Yeah. Kibra Bayis, Adochas Kosos, Vatzos Amitos, Ein Ben Mishim Malacha Lava. So you see that it's a question of Malacha. If it wasn't a question of Malacha, it wouldn't be mentioned as Malacha. You know what I mean? V'chein Mutalisha Lafos Levashel B'me'evla. You see? Ramos says, Kol HaTzorach Lava, Mashin Tzorach Lava, can't cook more than she needs, only what she needs. Also to cook for you, also to cook more than she needs. No good. Can't cook for after the Avelos. That'll be an Issa. So it'll be, what kind of it'll be an Issa Malacha? So you see, Malacha is really Usser in it's an Issa Malacha on, by Avelos. Yeah. Ram did. Ram, where's Ram? Perek Yal HaZon. Vafachti HaChagechem L'Evel. So it means that the ma'achag osu basis malacha afalah. So you see clearly, it's an iser. An ovel is an iser sis malacha. It's barred from yad chol hamoed. No question about it. No question about it. So now we come to erev Shabbos. So by erev Shabbos, the question is like this. The question by erev Shabbos is like this. By Erev Shabbos, it's not a lach of Yontif that shelo yei ki yom chol. It's not a lach of Avol v'afachti chagechem le'evol. So what is it? It's a separate halacha of Kavod Shabbos. It's a lach of Kavod Shabbos, basically, right? So that's what. So then the question is like this: the question is whether the Issur Malacha is nitfas as an Issur Malacha per se, or that the Isser Malacha is only a medium through which you can have a violation of Kavod Shabbos. But the Isser is not in the Malacha per se, the Isser is in the violation of the Kavod Shabbos. So that's what the Yar Zeruah says. The Yar Zeruah says that if through the Malacha it comes out that the Gavra is Koveya himself for something other than Shabbos, that's where you're violating Kavod Shabbos. Because it will come out that the gavra is being kavei himself for something else, which means that he's a gavra that's neglecting Shabbos. That's a bazillion in Shabbos. That you can't have a car. So the isra, so the malacha is not usher per se, according to the Yar Zeruah. The malacha is only usher because it's creating a gavra that's not kavua for kavod Shabbos. He's kavua for something else. And this is his mind. This is his mind in which the kviyas must be exclusively with Kavod Shabbos. Right. The framework has to be it's a malacha. Why does the framework have to be? The framework must be malacha. Because malacha is an objective. Halacha requires an objective medium. You can't say if a person is laying down a couch and he's thinking about business that it's a violation of Kavod Shabbos. He's laying on a couch, he's sleeping, he's laying there. So say sleeping should also be a degradation. It has to be malacha. Malacha represents an objective hisaskus. Malacha, the malacha, the concept of malacha. So you must bar malacha from Chol HaMoed. So without that, there is no other recognition. There's no tzura. The tzura, you have to have a tzura of asiya. Malacha has a tzura of asiya. So that tzura must be barred for Chol HaMoed. In other words, an erev Shabbos would be hisaskus of the gavra shalom l'shem Shabbos. That's the issue. But what is the definition of a saskus? It has to be barred. You have to have some form, some tzura. So the tzura is from Chol HaMoed, from malacha. You can't just create a new thing. There has to be some tzura. Malacha functions in terms of giving the halacha a tzura. But it's not the malacha per se, according to the Azura, that's usher. But it's the gavra that emerges from the malacha that's usher. So therefore, he says, if it's not kavua, it's mutter. He could argue, he could say it's the malacha per se. I don't know. I mean, the Azura says, I don't know.
Could be.
According to the Gro, the Gro wants to say that the only heter that you have. No, can't shave. You can definitely shave, because that's like. That's the Tzarech Kavod Shabbos. The Gro wants to say like this. The Gro wants to say that Letzorech Shabbos is equal to Letzorech Hamoed. That's what he wants to say. Because the Sakim got to Letzorech Shabbos is Motekolayom. So the Gro says why, and so because it says that Hedyo Tofa Kedarko Moed Kot Nafches. So Dafko Letzorech Hamoed Kumash Kosher Ram Shochan Osam Ketofku from Amalav Sefhei. You see. So therefore, he wants to say that over here, Letzorech Shabbos is equivalent to the Letzorech Hamoed. So according to the Gro, it's according to the Gro, it's exactly like Chol Hamoed.
What do you mean?
Exactly. It comes up to the according to the Gro, it's a very serious thing. It means Erev Shabbos basically that the only thing that's mutter are those malachas that are mutter Chol Hamoed. Shaving is mutter because shaving is a special gzera because otherwise it's tzar chamoy. So according to the Gro, you see that it's exactly like chalamoy. Yeah, there's one point I want to mention on the Ramban. I just want to mention it more clearly on the Ramban, the previous Ramban that we took with regard to the halacha of that a drabonan that doesn't have its tam anymore is in a different status, right? So I'm just trying to remember whether we defined it precisely or not. I think we more or less came to this definition, but I want to just hit the nail on the head, so to speak. In other words, with the Ramban holds like this, a drabonin that doesn't have its tam, so it lacks, it's not considered a mishmeris anymore. It lacks in the shame mishmeris. Because the pasuk says, "Ushmartimus mishmarti," so Chazal says, "Asum mishmeres l'mishmarti." So every drabbonon has a din of mishmeres. If the tama takona ceases, the Ramban maintains, so then it loses its chalashem mishmeres. But still, it's not mutter because drabbonons are formulated just like the rices, and the mice is still a mice of error, because it says, "Vato em olam shuvu lohem lo olam." So you see that once something is nesa, it requires a sloshim issa. So the mice is a mice issa, but the shame mishmeris is lost. That's what the Ramban holds. That's why the Ramban tries so hard to show that it exists bizman hazeh because of matzah and mara. First he wants to say it has a shame mishmeris because of a different function. Then finally he says, no, its original shame mishmeris is still there because it exists because of matzah and mara. That's the Ramban. So therefore you must say that a drabbonin has a functional definition. Functional definition. That's a klal in the Ramban. Drabbonin has a functional definition. A new kind of thing. So we're doing the sugya daf nun on the days. The beginning of Makom Shenavu, right? And the Gemara seems to say clearly, quite clearly, that there's an Issa Malacha every Erev Shabbos. Just like Erev Pesach. The only difference the Gemara says from the plain shot in the Gemara is either Zman, first Teretz, or else the second Teretz is that there's no owner, it's not Mishamtinu, which means there's no owner's based in. But in terms of Issa, it would seem clear from the Gemara that it's definitely awesome. Okay, now this presents a few problems. And the Magad Avraham actually points them out. So the Mechaber says, "Ha'osim malacha b'erev Shabbos min menucha l'mayla ein ro'osim abracha." From this Mechaber would seem it's not an Isser, it's ein ro'osim abracha, eitz ha'tayla. But you see clearly from the next halacha that he holds it's an Isser. Because it says, "L'sakein begodah v'kelo l'tzarech Shabbos mutter kol hayom." It's mutter, in terms of mutter, in terms of osser. V'odim l'mishikos es from atzma derech l'muda. So it has nothing to do with simon bracha. It would seem it's not a matter of simon bracha. It's a matter of making money, earning money. It's a different thing. Are we talking about to be a question even whether you could write svarim? Guys, write notes. Malacha, regular malacha. Okay. Question, of course, is why it's expressed in this way. Ain't a ro'osim bracha, but whatever. The Gemara also expresses it that way, and the Gemara holds the clear cut issue because the Gemara compares it to Erev Pesach. Now the Magen Avraham raises a few important points here. First, Magen Avraham says, "Osam lachas es park and matzah shari." You're allowed to do business. Why does he allow to do? What is he saying here? The Magen Avraham is differentiating between ma'isa malacha, which is awesome. Ma'isa malacha means
like Ariga,
Bona, one of the Lamates malachas. Okay. So over here would be Lama Zayim Malachas, be like Chalamoyet. Mm-hmm. But definitely the Maisa Malacha, something which is a Maisa Malacha per se, is awesome. But he says Parkamachi is not a Maisa Malacha. Now Parkamachi is an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. What is the Issa Parkamachi in Chalosh Shalamoyet?
So
it's Machlokas Rishonim. The Rosh says because of Tircha. And in Shabbat. Okay. So the Gemara says so Parkamachi is also in Chol HaShamayit. Now Parkamachi is Daf Yudah Mabez in Mayukat. All the Gemara says are like this. Parkamachi Omar Rava. Parkamachi Kol Shu Asa. Business. It seems Parkamachi Kol Shu would seem to mean anything. Any Maisa of Hakinoa is Asa. Why is this Asur? Tasha's question whether Halvor is considered Parkamachi. There are all kinds of questions. But basically it seems that any type of Parkamachi, any transaction, business transaction is Asur. Kosher, any business transaction. Rams it also that way? So why is it Asur? So the Rush says the reason is Asur because of Tircha. That's the Lashon HaRav, because of Tircha. But the Ran, or the Nemuki Yosef, seems clear a different reason. Interesting thing. The reason is because it's Osir on Yontif, Mid Rabbanon, because of Gzera. Why can't you do business on Yontif? Because of Gzera and Shabbos, because of Gzera and Yichto. Because really business is an Osir and Shabbos, Mid Raisa. It's not Lamates Malachas. But the only thing is Zerah Shem Yichto. So he holds that you see from a point that he makes that he holds that that's the reason for the Yisra. It's an interesting thing.
Okay?
Parkamachi, it's on Daf Dalar on Beis in the Rif, on the Maipad. Parkamachi, Kol Shehu, Afilu Shava Kruta, Asa Lamacha Vachal Shemayim. That's what he says. Now he says, Ubedover Ovid, Kol Shehu Mutter. Lamochro b'chol shemayim. Shem yishal lamochro yom lo yitnu kol kach la'achar hamoed. You see, he wants to say that minias harevach. He wants to say with regard to business is considered davar of it. He says v'atam b'chol elu b'zeh l'fi she'ein b'chol elu melocha gemura ve'ein kana l'mekach u'memkach she'osam midivreihem b'yom tov gzera shem yichto b'chol shemoed he tiru m'pnei havaras revach. Aval Ramban kasa shloi tiru liknos mina shayara. Alamashi tzotu tashnisho. Dim lo iknos o mina shayorim, yistach liknos achamoy, dihain nifsad. Shloi imtsu'u be'erach shen matzo achsha. Aval kedei laharviach, v'lasa schora bevaday osu. Lefi shavoras revach eino dover hovid. V'lefichok osu lahalvas l'tnani beribis, ad kan lashono. All right, v'alzek kasu aral mina achronim zal, v'yifarim menu dir, okay, mutter, fine. So that's a machlokes. It's a question. It's a machlokes to Harishonim apparently, whether havoras minias harevach with regard to business is considered a davar avod. In other words, if I could sell it now and make a tremendous profit in chalamayit, if the chalamayit, I don't know if I can make such a profit. Is that considered davar avod? Davar avod is only where I'm definitely going to lose, like by shayara. Shayara is Shayara. Everybody else considers davar avod because they come into town like a sale. It's a sale. So now a sale you have to consider davar avod. Why? Because they're not going to come back again. You're going to have to spend that money instead of getting it for $5. You're going to have to spend $8 on it. That's considered a davar avod. All right, there's no question davar avod. But if I could sell the thing for a high profit now, it's not considered a davar avod just because it's. Just because it's just minyas a revach, And he's a rebbe, I'll sell it again another time. It's a difficult area in general. But you see clearly, all I want to take from that area is one thing. That he says that what Agav Orcha, while he's formulating his argument, he says that what's the issue of Parkamatya? The issue is Shami Avalach. There it is. You see, he doesn't know what it is because it's there. So you see, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Mishra mentioned it because it's there. That's the Magen Avraham mentioned it. So you see, in the Mikyas, it says openly, it's a... So the ones that hold because of Tirchan Chalamayit, it's brief. The ones that hold because of Tirchan Chalamayit, we have to say it's Allah of Onig. They hold that Onig exists in Chalamayit also. Because that's the Yisra Tirchan. But the, you have to say that. According to the others, apparently they don't want to say it's Allah of Onig in Chalamayit, in the Mikyasif. So he said it's a Gzera Shem Yichtel. It's a Gzera Shem Yichtel. So it's an Isser, it's an Isser Ksiva. It sounds like you're stretching it. What? Yeah, so the question is, I mean, it doesn't seem logical. If you want to keep Malacha away, you want to prevent Malacha Chalamayit, it doesn't seem logical that you should make, you should include a Gzera, Shema Yichtov. And then, even, why should it be Gzera, Shema Yichtov, with regard to you mean, so you'll tell me like this, you'll say that over here also is Gzera, Shema Yichtov. Over here also is Gzera, Shema Yichtov. I mean, if it'll be Mata business, so then I'll do Ksiva. And Ksiva and Chalamayit is awesome.
Yeah.
But you can really say more, because Ron is the question. Let's say, for instance, you're not going to write Maisa Uman, so would business be Mutter? All right, so tell me business was a question of Maisa Uman. Possible. But you could say even better. It's not a halacha simply that they made a Gzera Chalamayit Shem Yachta. It's not a Gzera Shem Yachta and Chalamayit. Because, you see, I'll tell you why, because... It's not so simple to say. It's not like some hold is mitarabanan. First of all, mitarabanan. Yeah. So the Ran and the Nemuki Yosef. So Nemuki Yosef says, and the Nemuki Yosef himself holds that it's asa mitaraisa actually, the malacha. But the ikur shel davar is asa mitaraisa. Ikur shel davar is asa mitaraisa. But it would seem. It would seem to that Ikra Shel Davar. So Ikra Shel Davar seems to be that the Yom has to be Meshuna. Has to be a difference between Chalamayit and regular. Has to be different from Midaraisa. But my Masr and Akasav, Allah Chachamim, so they define precisely what it is. But to say, so you could say that it's Gzera Shem Yichtov. You could say it's Gzera Shem Yichtov.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, but I would say more, because you could say, yeah, I would say more, because since it's not really the Maisa Malacha per se, that's Asa Midaraisa. It's only the Shinu Hayom. So if a person will make a mistake and will be a Kosev in Chalosh Ramayit, it's not like he made a mistake in Shabbos. In Shabbos, he made a mistake and it was a Kosev, so he actually did a Malachi, violated Shabbos. But in Chalosh Ramayit, it's not the same thing. There's a sheer of Shinui, so he's not in line with the sheer Shinui. But you can't say that the Maisa Malacha per se is a Maisa Avera. I understand, because you're going to tell me that any violation of Shir Shini is already brought us under the rice. Is already the rice. Yeah, I understand. But there's an easier way to explain it. Well, you could say it like this. That when it comes to a Shvus is different than a regular Gzera. See, a Shvus really is considered like an extension of the Malacha. Because the fact that the Chum created Shvusin, that's a deraisa, like the Rambam says. What is that? It's like the Rambam says in Perek Chafalaf, the whole beginning of Perek Chafalaf Shabbos. Nemrut har tishbos, afil mevarim she'en malach chayv lishbos da'ayim. Chayv lishbos mehen. Vorm har behen, she'asur chachom mishim Shvus. So you see, Shvus is considered like an extension of the of malach. That's why it's called the Shvus. It's an extension of Shvisa. So therefore, once you have a Shvus, and Cholosh Hamoed borrows its concepts of Malacha from Yontif and Shabbos, so the Shvus and Mudge regular also. That's what the Nemukia is. That's what the Nemukia is called. The others apparently disagree. They don't hold the Shvus and Mudge. That's why they say it's a separate Isur. It's a separate Isur. So at any rate, so it's interesting. So you have Machlokas or Rishonim, really, whether or not, I mean, what the nature of the issue of business is on Cholosh Hamoed. On Cholosh Hamoed. There's a rush on this, an important rush that goes through the same question. But from the Nemukim Yosef, it seems to be, there seems to be a difference between between saving money, like by Shayara, or making a profit. Okay? So, in other words, a dover of it, the difference is like this. There's a difference in saving and making a profit. By saving, I'm dealing in terms of the amount of money that I have now. Okay? And I have $5,000 in the bank, so now I'm dealing in terms of saving, reducing my expenditures. So I'm reducing my expenditures, it means that I'm saving from the amount of money that I'm going to lose. So that's considered as measured against in the framework of the amount of money that I have. That's at the end. So that's why that's considered like carrot. That's why it's considered like carrot. But if you're going to tell me if I would sell this house, now I could make an extra $50,000. That's revach. Because it's not measured against the amount that you have presently. So whatever you own presently, if I could reduce the expenditure, that's considered like I'm saving from the carrot. Yeah. But to make a profit, there's no carrot that you're measuring against. It's simply what you could have. That's considered revosh. What you could have is not what you. In other words, if it's measured against what you have, that's considered a dover over. That's like a sale. That's like sale. But if I could gain profit, that's not considered a dover over anymore. That's where you're talking about. You're talking about revach, about profits. Profits are dover shel bol olam. That's awesome. See, the other Rishonim disagree. They say that even a menias harevach is considered one. It's considered dover over. Why? And they derive it from Shayara. In other words, those Rishonim seem to say that when it comes to business, there's a different kind of dover over. The concept of dover over is different. When you're dealing with a substance and with regular malachas, so then dover over is intended. What you own, there shouldn't be any loss. But by business, the situation is considered a loss. There's a situational loss. Dover Ovid means that right now I have a situation, tomorrow I don't have a situation necessarily. It's a different kind of Dover Ovid. That's the Machlekes. The Machlekes Hashanim is whether or not Dover Ovid in business is measured just like Dover Ovid with regard to everything else. So you have like this. If you say it's measured with regard to everything else, so you have two possibilities. Either you can say, right, but that you see from the Shayara, it's not a loss of time. So therefore, we say that over here, Karen means not actually Karen, but it means the amount of expenditures. Reducing your expenditures is considered, that's considered dover over. And if it's against your expenditures, then it's a mutter. But profits is up to me. Right? But the other Rishonim hold know that with regard to business, is a different concept of dover over. It means a situational dover over. That's a dover over in business. I can't duplicate the situation next week. That's considered dover. That's the Machlokes Rishonim. So Machaber's Mekel, it's in Tavkuf Lamed Tesei. If it's dover she'ena motzu, lachamar gunsfinus or shayor shebo or she'ena vakshin lotzeis or machu bezula lokhu biyoser, either way, buying or selling, mutu liknos vilimkar, filo shelo lutzarech tashmisho, ala laso schoro lehistaker. Vod din li yuridam from his man was man. Means sales. If it's constant sales, like our situation of sales, you have to say it's awesome. Because there's always these sales, unless it's an unusual sale. But every store goes on sale, so you won't do it now, so don't sell in 2 weeks, another month. That's not considered dover over. You see? But if it's an unusual sale, see, it really was true. And that's what he says. How does the Machaber define it? The Machaber defines it. Dover over with regard to Parkamachi is a different type of definition. It means a situation that you can't, that's going to be over. If the situation is not going to be in existence, so that's considered dover over vis-a-vis Parkamachi. That's what he learns. What? Now the question is Erev Shabbos.
Oh, by the way,
and Muki Yosef seems to say that he seems to say a unique thing. He says, so he wants to say that really Havaras Arevach, Minyas Arevach is not considered Davar Avot. But he wants to say that they were Matirit because Mecha Chomemka per se is not in the same category of Isser. Mecha Chomemka is in a different category of Isser, so therefore they have the Davar Avot, but Mecha Chomemka is even Havaras Arevach. Is even Minyas Arevach. That's what he wants to say. Okay. But at any rate, getting back to that's what he means. He means to say it's not really defined as Dover or Ovod. It's a separate definition with regard to Mecha Chomemka, basically saying they made a different definition of Dover or Ovod. It's a different definition. You can't tell me that Minyas Arevach is inherently Dover or Ovod. It doesn't make any sense. That's what I'm going to say. But with regard to the category of Mecha Chomemka, they had a different, they defined it differently. Because it's not so Chomer anyways, they don't want to. They don't want to be so severe, and they have a right to make a different definition over there. Minyas Arevach is a definition of Dover Avot with regard to Takamachi. That's what he says. It's nice to Mukyesi. Now, the question now, so now let's get back to Erev Shabbos. So where does Erev Shabbos stand? Where should Erev Shabbos stand with regard to Takamachi? So the answer seems to be very simple.
What?
So if it's because of Tircha, should be mutter 100% because you're not going to say onig erev Shabbos. There's no halacha like that. But if you're going to say like in the Mukhi Yosef that it's halacha, an extension of malachos and shvusim, so then it certainly should be also. Well, let's say for instance, okay, then the Mukhi Yosef doesn't know whether chalamayit is gabbana deraisa, but even if it's gabbana, he still has to park machi. That's because you're transferring, the Rabbanan transfers the Shvusim, come transferred along. The Shvusim come transferred along with it. You see? The Shvusim come transferred along with it. There's no question it would be the same as Chol HaShemayim. It would be the same as Chol HaShemayim. Even the Mekiesis himself says that the Shvus over here, that since it's only Rabbanan, it's only a Shvus, then they gave a different definition. Yeah, fine, that's good. They gave a different definition. But the Magen Avraham is consistent, because the Magen Avraham with regard to Parka Machia says the reason is because of Tircha. In Tavkuf Lam Test, the Magen Avraham says Schara Asum Neatarach. That's it. So he's quoting the Rush. But in the Mukhi Yosef, you see how different. So it's very good. Magen Avraham is consistent, but according to the Mukhi Yosef, the Magen Avraham's pshat would not hold water. Okay. So at any rate, he said like this. So he brings one raya from the B'nai Baishan, which means to say that they were business people. And he's learning that it was after Mincha. So what did it have to do with the Minig? Yeah. It's also anyways, maybe it's see, Takamach is Mutter. That's what he said. So, but others asked, the Chassam Sof and the Siv Chaim, and the Siv Chaim asked, they say, no, maybe it was before Mincha over there. Before Mincha. All right, it's something to think about. Anyways, V'chaim Muchach Sof Perk Beis the Shabbos. The second tkiya was to be mevatel the city. So why? What does it mean? Why did I have to have? So what is he saying? He's saying like this. In other words, the first tkiya had to be mevatel ha'am. So the first tkiya had to be to stop malacha. It can't be earlier than the issur of malacha. Now why? Now the second tkiya had to be later. So what are they doing? What are the people in the year doing? So you must say the people in the year in the Chanuyos is talking about Parkamachia. That Parkamachia really isn't Osir. Parkamachia is Mutter. That's what he's saying. The difficulties in Magen Avraham are many over here with regard to in Dalit. First of all, he seems to say that it's not an Isser anymore, and it's Teretz. And the problem, because he wants to say that the Yishalmi says Midino, that a Paul has to work until nighttime. Right. But Aval Eina Roa Sim and Bracha. That's why they're Masakin. Mashma is Mutter, but Eina Roa Sim and Bracha. So that's why they're Masakin and Tkias. But the problems. But basically, it seems it's an Isser. It's an actual Isser over here. So the problem is like this. You have the Gemara in Sheish Tkias, which seems to be in the Gemara that it seems to be another thing. He wants to answer the Sheish Tkias by saying that the first Tki was really Isser Malach, and then Parkamachi was Mutter afterwards. Okay. Parkamachi was Mutter afterwards. Problems are wrong. But the problems, let's take the problems in the sugya. So even if you're going to say, like the Magen Avraham says, the parkamachi is mutter, and that's why it was mutter after the first tkiyah for the people of the year to continue to do malacha, right? But the implication from Rashi certainly, and is not that the reason why they blew earlier in the field is because that was this man of blowing. That's not the implication for the Gemara and Shabbos. The implication was that they blew earlier in the field because the people in the field had to have time to get into the city. So, according to them, they learned the Magen Avraham's learning the sugya differently. They blew in the field because that was the time to stop malacha. And then in the city, it was going to be, because let's say, I don't care what, if you're going to say you blow Mincha Gedolah, Mincha Ketana, either way, there's enough time to get back to the city from the field, right? So if you're going to say that the Issa Malacha is Mincha Ketana, that's when they blew. So they blew, let's say, at a 6 to 6 day, they blew at 3:30. So the reason why they blew in the field at 3:30, because that was the time to stop Malacha, according to him. But from the Gemara, from Rashi, from the Sugya, it seems to be that the field is different because they have to have time to get home. Doesn't the Ram all say that?
Yeah.
The Ram doesn't say it clearly, but Rashi says it openly. Rashi says in Shabbos, he says to give them time to get home. Doesn't Rashi say that in Shabbos?
Yeah.
The Ram is like this. Lahavtil memlocha. Rashi says lahavtil memlocha shabbosolus daf lamanim beis in Shabbos. Yehelohen shos likonis leir. Okay. Then next is lahavtil leir memlocha. See, Rashi says like this, it's interesting. Rashi learns openly against the Magen Avraham. It says, Lahavtil ear, Rashi says, Mimalocha. Vachanu yos mekachomemka. So Rashi has a different view, so it's not Lahavtil ear vachanu yos. It's two things, Lahavtil ear, and then vachanu yos. So you see clearly, according to Rashi, that the malach in the year was later. Malach in the year was later. It's an open Rashi. And Rashi says clearly that why did they stop the people in the Sodos earlier? Because they should have time. But if you're going to say like the Magen Avraham, so you're going to tell me that the reason why they stopped the people in the field is because that's the Zman, it's 3:30. You can't be later. You can't go to Malacha now. And the reason they allowed the people in the city because of Pakamachia, it doesn't fit in. You don't have to say, because you have to give them time to get home. From 3:30 is plenty of time to get home. So the reason why I blow the first key at 3:30 is that's the time, that's the Zman Ha'isa. It's against the Gemara doesn't fit in. Okay. Tell another Rashi. Ramon's different. I don't know, we have to think about Ramon. But this is Rashi's clear this way. Okay. Now Rashi has the same problem, the Stiris Asugis. The Gemara Mishachim says that it's Usur, and over here he's saying that obviously these tkiyas were later in the day, these shaved tkiyas. Okay? Now, there's another question that the Magen Avraham raises, the question with regard to Poyim. So what does the Magen Avraham say? He asks the question. It says that the Poyim only allow him to go home, Kedetzli as dog cotton. That's the same shear over here, that tkiyas shlishis, right? So that's a very small time. He's working late. Now they can't get out of it. How is it possible if there's nisim malacha? If there's nisim malacha, so that's all it is. I say it's like snakes of machfishim zezeh. Actually, ever across the Rashi, we have been there. Snakes of machfishim zezeh. The Gemara in Pesachim and the Gemara Shabbos. But Poel is the answer. The answer in Poel. There's halachas like this. Halacha is that a poel, for instance, a poel is a poel like that Siman and Shulchan Aruch over there, Chayshim Mishpat, that the Magen Avraham quotes, he brings down the halacha. Like a person hires a poel and he says, "I want you to work for me." But let's say, for instance, he says, "I want you to work for me to din Torah." Then he has to start at sunrise. So the question is, what is this halacha of work for me to din Torah? A poel is, everybody should make up their own conditions. What's the din Torah? What's the Torah? There is no business giving specific conditions for a poel. You know what I mean? It's just a reference to din Torah. That's one answer. Another thing is that halacha is a pillar, for instance, is pucker. From serving halacha. The fourth bracha and bech is halacha. Fourth bracha and bech is a muslin and he's pucker. As a matter of fact, davening, he says, he's allowed to do malacha even kriya shema after the first pasuk. Davening, he says, Havinena. So you see, there's a whole series of halachas with regard to a pause. Not that Taysim even asked the question. Taysim brachas asked the question because the Gemara says he says two brachas. He says three and two. That is a whole.
Combines.
Now the question is, how could the many Rishonim hold, most Rishonim hold, that the three brachas and brachas of Mazna, the Raisa. And Taysim asked the question. He says, how could he do it? It's the Raisa. Difficult point Taysim raised. It's a funny thing. Tesis on Tazayin and Alfin Brachas. Hachosim the Birchas Aras. Afagav the Midir Raisehain. Yeshkoch the Achachom Laka Dovna Torah. Holy Trudim the Mleches Balabayas. What is Tesis saying? And they should hold the Trudim the Mleches Balabayas. Holy Trudim. So it's Achachom or Oka Dovna Raisa. Because of a pile. But what you see from this is one thing. You have to come to one conclusion. That poel is a halacha. You see, poel doesn't mean if I hire myself out as a poel, it doesn't simply mean that we made up that I'm going to do X amount of actions. X amount of actions for you, and you're going to pay me for it. A poel is a different gavra. The gavra of a poel. Just like there's a gavra of an eved, you see. There's a gavra of an eved, there's a gavra of a poel. It's a different gavra. It's a shem in the gavra. Now, this shem in the gavra results. That's why it says, if he says, I want you to be a poel, like the Torah says, kedin Torah, so it starts at sunrise, that's the gavra. He's a poel, kedin Torah means from sunrise to nightfall. That's the definition of a poel. Because a poel is defined not simply as a contractual agreement about actions, but it means there's a certain gavra of a poel. It's not a gavra like an heaven, never given. But there is a chalas shem of a gavra of a poel. So kedin Torah means, well, how did the Torah describe the gavra? So the Torah describes, because since it's a gavra, so there must be a description for the gavra. So the Torah has the Torah's description is from sunrise to nightfall. But yeah, that's him over and around. But if we make up between us, we can make up a different kind of a gavra. But the Torah had to give a case, because since it's a gavra, it has certain characteristics. There has to be some characteristics that the Torah has to choose. The Torah chose certain objective characteristics, but in a different society, you can make up your own characteristics. No problem. But you see, that's why there is such a halacha like that. And that's why a poel basically is pater from the fourth bracha and brachas on mazon. Because of the fact that it he's a different gavra. There's a different gavra. There's a different gavra with regard to tefillah. There's a different gavra with regard to brachas. With regard to krishna, we've got all those different gavra. He's a gavra midaraisa. And a gavra midaraisa, the chachamim will even mafkia from this gavra as a third bracha according to the Pesach, which is midaraisa. I mean, it seems to be clear from Gemara. So they were mafkia from this gavra a certain chovas bracha of three brachas. They say divine into two. It's a yeshkach hamak adavna atara. So you see clearly that a poel is a different gavra. I think the only way to answer is the answer to sugya is based upon this. There's one more premise. The question we have to ask is: what is the nature of the issur malacha with regard to Erev Shabbos? What is the nature of the Issur Malacha about the Erev Shabbos? All the time, whenever we have Issur Malacha, it's an interesting concept. Whenever there's Issur Malacha, there's always a Chavashem Yom. There's a Chavashem Yom HaShabbos, Chavashem of Yom Tov, Chavashem Cholamoid. And there's even a Chavashem Yom with regard to Avelos. Like the Rambam says, V'achti Chagechem L'Evel Mikan She'ah Po'ah She'ah Avel Asa Vaseis Malacha. Like a chag. What does the Rambam mean? What is a chag? It's a chalashem yom. That's why an oval is awesome and malacha. It's a chalashem yom. It's not an avos asim melacha simply because he shouldn't be, he shouldn't lose his concentration on the avos. It's a separate law. And now I'll play with the tinoch because of that. Separate law. That it has chadas. But it's more than has chadas. It's a chalas shem melacha because of the yom avos. The yom is a chalas shem. You see? The yom is a chalas shem. So that's why it's asim melacha. Now the question is, Erev Shabbos, there can't be a yom Erev Shabbos.